98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
I was fascinated by a post on Instagram over the weekend. As you know, over the last number of months, we've had very different types of weddings. Weddings with 50 people, and now weddings with 25 people. And unfortunately, probably from Wednesday onwards, weddings with only 6 people. But we won't talk about that at the minute. Anyhow, a friend of ours called Dara O'D posted on Instagram over the weekend, along with a video. And it says, the 25-person wedding. Your best friends, closest family, and every single person that's up for it. This is fast becoming the new normal, and it's awesome. And Dara posted a video of 25 people at the wedding just having the crack. And there are only 25 of them. And I'd like to find out if you have had a wedding over the last number of weeks or months, what was it like? Obviously, it didn't have the sort of crowd that you had hoped to have. In recent weeks, it's been limited to 25 people, which is, you know, it's difficult, but it's doable. Have you had a wedding over the last number of months since we've had these sorts of restrictions in place? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981 or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And wedding DJ Dara O'D joins me on the line. Dara, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adrian. Thanks very much for having me on.
The 25-person wedding. You say that this is fast becoming the new normal, and it's awesome. How is a wedding with only 25 people awesome?
Well, I suppose the easiest way to describe it is that couples that I've spoken to, and basically I've only really done a handful of weddings with 25 to 50 people, but couples that I've spoken to have said, for the most part, the reduced numbers haven't bothered them that much. They get to invite their closest family members and their best friends. There's no political invitees that you have to have at this particular wedding. So, for instance, the little clip of the wedding that you played on, that I played at on Saturday night, which had 25 people at it, they had immediate family members, and both the bride and the groom ran in the same circle. They've been together for the last kind of number of years. And they ran in the same circle of friends, and they got together that small circle of friends, and they were just up for it all night. Mm. And any wedding that I have played at, and as I said, it's only been a really small handful, is that it's the most immediate, deep, close personal relationships that people have, and they just want to get out and enjoy themselves.
So, it's gotten rid of all the politics out of a wedding, inviting an auntie that you haven't spoken to in years, but you have to invite her because she's your auntie. It actually sounds like, and I was thinking about our own wedding a year and a half, or 2 years ago, and if it had been restricted to 25 people, you kind of get to thinking, like, who would I invite and who wouldn't I invite? But then you just narrow it down to the people that you actually like the most.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, and whether it's like, you know, a few weeks ago when we had the 50-person weddings, everybody thought, you know, oh, this is terrible. And there was one or two weddings that I played at that one had 50 and another one had 36. And I thought, oh, God, this is not going to be great. And any wedding, as I said, it's only been a handful, maybe 3 or 4 that I've played at. They've been great nights. And the important thing is social distancing is being adhered to. Any of the venues that I've gone into, they have staff wearing masks, shields, gloves. The tables are well spaced. And, you know, as we know, the numbers are limited. There's hand sanitizer all over the place. But the best part about it is, in the days of old, when there was, you know, lotto tickets handed out as wedding favors, now it's small bottles of hand sanitizer with the couple's names and wedding date on it.
Okay, so in terms of the wedding experience, it hasn't been as bad as you might have anticipated a wedding with 25 people, because some people have been to a wedding with 200 people and there's no atmosphere on it. But with a smaller group of people, all very close friends of the couple who've gotten married, it actually works.
Oh, very much so. And so many times over the years, and I'm doing this close on 30 years, I've probably done half the weddings of staff members in 98FM over the years. And so many people will turn around to me and say, oh, yeah, we had like 150 or 200 people. Oh, but we didn't get to talk to X, or we didn't get to talk to Y, or, you know, I hardly finished a drink on the night. Yet speaking to brides and grooms post-wedding of this kind of 25 to 50 people scenario, that they said, we had a great time. We got to talk to everybody. And then, you know, there might have been a bit of a lull, but we got to sit down, or we got to go outside, or whatever it happens to be. And it's just, it's been so much fun because it's an awful lot more intimate than, you know, what it's
it actually looks like it. And I'm looking at your video playing as I'm talking to you, and it actually looks like, like I said, everybody knows everybody. You don't have hang-on aunties and uncles that are drab, boring people who don't get up and dance anyway. And, yeah, it looks like good fun.
Well, this particular couple and their guests, as I said, they were lifelong friends. So the music that they chose, and anybody who comes to me, I always say to them, look, you know, pick some of your favourite music that comes from your generation, right? So they picked the number of songs that they wanted to play on the night. Now, the couple did their first dance, and it was a beautiful first dance, and it was nice and romantic. But then the groom said, look, I want you to launch into Blink 182, All the Small Things. It reminds us of our college days, right? That's why everybody was there, was they're going out going, oh my God, I remember this. And why you can see in the video that everybody's singing along to the song at the top of their voices.
Absolutely. All right. So, obviously, and we're going to be discussing this in a minute, we know we are looking at new restrictions being announced tonight, and that will include weddings with only six people at it. Now, that's a lot more difficult.
I don't think there is room for the same level of entertainment with six people. That would be fair to say. But what you've seen over the course of the last kind of number of months, and you know, when we started with 50, and even at 25 now, what an awful lot of couples are doing is they're not so much, A, they're cutting back on their guests, but they're also cutting back on other things as well. Mm. If they're not opting for a photographer in a video, maybe they're just opting for a photographer, or maybe they're asking a friend to do it. Maybe they have a wedding band booked. And the thing is, you can cancel your band and include those four or five members of the band as extra guests. So you still have a number of people there, and a DJ is only one person. But bringing it back to six, yeah, you know what? I've been to a wedding personally where there's been six people, and it was small, it was nice, it was very interesting.
And it's literally just the ceremony, and that's the end of that.
And a little lunch somewhere, and that was it.
All right, but that is going to be much more difficult for couples who had planned even a wedding of 25 over the next couple of weeks. But obviously, in time, we will get back to having 25 or 50 people at a wedding, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But anecdotally, I even know personally of a number of people who've just said, I just couldn't be bothered. Putting off the wedding until next year, or even the year after. I know one couple have put their wedding off till the year after. And that's just the way it is.
Well, so many people, again, you know, throughout 2020, you know, when this all happened in March, we all thought, this will be over by the summer. Then we got to the summer, and we got, this will all be over by October. Then we got to October, and we said, this will be all over by whenever. We just don't know when this thing is going to change our lives again, that we can get back to a sense of normality. But, like, you know, I talk about small weddings and pulling back on budgets on my blog and my website at darrowod.com. And so many people have come to me and said, look, you know what? It's really possible to do this. And as I said in the post on Instagram, this is fast becoming the norm of weddings for 25 to 50 people. Plus, you or I may be kind of old enough to remember that back in the day of kind of the mid, late 1980s, weddings actually finished at 11, half 11.
That's right, and everybody headed off home. Yeah.
Yeah. The days of 2 a.m., 3 a.m., all night
weddings. Two-day weddings and all of that, yep.
Yeah. That's only a recent phenomenon that's come in the last kind of 20, 25 years or so. So, you know, having a night and having these time restrictions, and all it takes is pulling back the start time that little bit, because most people who get married, they might have the ceremony at kind of 1 or 2 o'clock, and then they go to the hotel if they're getting married in a church, and then there's a lull of a couple of hours before everybody sits for dinner, and then you've got a couple of hours for dinner, and then there's a lull again. But all of this is now being condensed down to a couple with 25 to 50 people can sit down and they can have the dinner, speeches, a few bits and pieces, turn the room around for an evening's entertainment with a really great DJ, and then start, and a DJ will play anywhere between 3 and 4 hours, and you'll get a hell of a lot of music covered over 3 to 4 hours, covering every genre of music. But that 25 to 50 person wedding is really
not as bad as you think it's going to be.
And if anybody is thinking to themselves, you know what, we're going to put this off to 2022 or 2023 so that we can have 150 or 200 people at their wedding, Adrian, I promise you, it's not necessary.
All right, and as we said, it is likely from tomorrow on that weddings will be restricted for the next couple of weeks to 6 people, but then obviously in time it will go back to 25 or 50 people, and you're basically saying it's not as bad as you might think it is, and you can actually have a great night and then not have to invite the people that you're only inviting to keep everybody else happy.
No more political invitees on the day.
It sounds great. Darrow D, thanks very much indeed for talking to us, and I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. If you got married over the last couple of weeks, what was it like? Was it weird? Or and if you're planning to get married in the next couple of weeks, obviously with new restrictions in place, likely from tonight where we go to level 4 or level 4.5 or level 5 or whatever it's going to be, in both level 4 and 5, weddings are restricted to 6 people. So I'd like to hear from you. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Sinead.
Morning, Adrian. This is Sinead here. My brother got married there on the 1st of October with just 25 people, and we had an absolute ball. You wouldn't have even thought that there was only 25 people in the room. We had DJs. We had late-night trumpet players. The hotel was hopping. Breakfast the next morning, you wouldn't have even noticed. They had the best day. And that picture I've just sent you in is all of the 25 people that were there, and it was amazing.
All right, I'm looking at the photograph. Yeah, it is 25 people. I'm not going to count them all, but yes, it looks around about 25 people. And everybody had a great day. And it does kind of highlight the whole fact that, do you really need 200 people at your wedding? It's like when you look at Facebook, and if you were to purge Facebook of people that you haven't seen in a long time, you'd be left with maybe 30 people on Facebook. So isn't a wedding is really the same thing. Let's have a listen to this from Lizzie.
Hi, Adrian. We got married there on June the 10th. We postponed our wedding 4 times. So we just decided to go get married ourselves in the Spiritualist Union in Clondalkin. And next year we will have our own celebration in November. Thank you, bye.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Lizzie. I think that's the secret to it. And we discussed this on the programme a couple of months back. If getting married is the most important part of you getting married, if you know what I mean, rather than the party, even if we have very severe restrictions in place this week, you can still get married. They're not going to stop weddings, and maybe 6 people can go to your wedding, but you can still get married, and that's not going to change. So, and like that message said, they'll have the celebration next year, and you can, we hope. So maybe, you know, it all comes down to which is more important, the actual getting married, which you'll still be able to do, or the having the party. So it really all comes down to which is the most important thing. Adrian, married on the 18th of September with 43 guests and had a super day. And the next day, got a guy to play the next day, and it was a super weekend, says Gavin. So they had 43 at their wedding. And another message here says, I got married 6 years ago and only had 38 people. And it was amazing. All who were there still talk about it. You see, you don't need a huge wedding. And I think that's what we're starting to discover. And listening to Dara talk, and in fact, as you heard me playing the audio from his Instagram post, they're all having the crack. And there was only 25 people there. So as I said, hopefully we won't. It won't be too long with these restrictions over the next couple of weeks, where it's quite likely that we can only have six people at a wedding. So maybe you've decided to postpone it, or maybe getting married is the most important thing, and it doesn't really matter whether you've only six people. You can have the celebration next year. Adrian, we were married on the 19th of September. When restrictions were 50 people, we had 42, including ourselves, and it was absolutely the most incredible day of our lives. We kept all of our suppliers, we got to spend time with everyone, and we danced the night away. We wouldn't change a thing. So 42 people, even though she could have had 50. And it like I said, there's an awful lot of politics around the wedding. But if you were told, if restrictions tell you, you can only have 25 or 50 people, that's great, isn't it? That means you don't have to invite the people that you didn't really want to invite anyway, but you're inviting them because, well, you have to, or your mother said you had to, or whatever the case may be. And like I said, over the next couple of weeks, weddings of only six. Now, Anne, that was your message I just read out there a second ago. Married on the 19th of September.
We were, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
1 month today.
Oh, 1 month today. Congratulations. And what had you originally planned? What was the original plan for the wedding?
We were supposed to be married in July. And obviously, with everything being closed, we couldn't postpone. And we just asked the hotel, what's the first available weekend date you have? And we'll just aim for that if possible. And they gave us the 19th of September. So we just held out and held out. And it was very stressful because that was actually the week that Dublin was in level two and level three and level two and a half. But we went ahead with it and it was absolutely incredible. Incredible.
And did you end up having to invite a lot less people than you'd originally planned?
Yeah, we were supposed to have about 110 in July.
Okay.
And we hadn't sent the invitations, luckily. So that got reduced down and we had a list of 50, but at the time you had to take out the numbers for the staff and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was only meant to be 46 and we were aiming for 46. We ended up with 42, including ourselves and our three kids.
Very good. So was it a case of I won't say suited you, but was it easy to decide who you weren't inviting that you'd originally planned to invite?
Well, we've just added in family and said we'll see what we have left over after we've added all of our family. And we got to have about four or five friends with our partners, including all our family. We would have loved to have, you know, a lot more friends and a lot more people to share it with. But it is what it is. We had two choices. We could have either gone ahead with the restrictions or we could have postponed it. And for us, we just wanted to get married.
That's what I said a couple of minutes ago. It's a kind of a fine balancing act between what you really want out of this. And if it's a fact that, and I've just said, even if we have new restrictions, you can still get married. They're not going to take that away. People can still get married over the next couple of weeks if we have more restrictions, even if it's only six people. Would you have done it if it was only six people?
We had said at the time we would do it, but if we'd had only six, we wouldn't have been able to have the kids with us. We kind of said if it's 25, we'd still go ahead.
But six is a bit more difficult.
It is very difficult. Yeah. That's yourselves and your celebrant and your witnesses. So the kids would have been out straight away and we wouldn't have done it if that was the case. But we were really, you know, and nothing against anyone who wants to postpone and have their big day. That's their choice.
Absolutely.
And just our choice was just that we waited long enough. We wanted to go ahead with this.
All right. Well, congratulations on your 1 month anniversary.
Thank you.
And will you have a big party maybe next year if it's possible?
No, we won't.
You're done.
Yeah, we had all of our suppliers. We had everything. The only difference was that there was less guests. Otherwise, you wouldn't think there was any other difference in the wedding.
Reason
we did that was because we didn't want to have another day. This is our wedding day and we want to always remember it as our wedding day.
Good to talk to you, Anne. Thanks very much indeed. Sharon, good morning.
Hiya, how's things?
When are you getting married?
The 14th of December.
The 14th of December. And what's the plan, Sharon?
Well, originally, we never wanted to have a big wedding. It was just literally to get married. So I know it sounds terrible, but with the COVID thing, it actually worked out well as such, because like that, we didn't have to start inviting, you know, an awful lot of people
that we thought
that, yeah, because, you know, you're putting someone's nose out. So we decided, yeah, just go ahead with it. But then when we decided to go ahead with it, the restrictions were coming out of the lockdown. So we thought, yeah, grand, you know, we'd still have about 50 people. And then obviously the date that we got to get married, things start going wrong again. So, you know, we were just like, will we leave it till next year? Won't we? And I was like, no, we won't. Like, we just go ahead with the date they gave us and see as the weeks go on what happens. But obviously, it's getting worse. So what we're going to just do is, instead of keep picking dates and telling people, yeah, it's that, and then cancelling it and doing whatever, we just said, no, we want to be a married couple by Christmas. So we have to only have ourselves and the two witnesses. And that's it. And we'll just, like, we'll be married, and please God,
and that's
December.
What it's all about, really, isn't it?
Well, that, well, in their eyes, yeah. Look, each to their own.
No,
it's
of
no
course,
problem.
Yeah.
You know, whatever floats your boat. But we just, at this stage in our lives, we've three kids, we're with each other 19 years, you know, so at the end of the day, it's literally just to get married, have the same name as my kids, and be done with it. But if it is a thing, you know, maybe for the year anniversary or something, I don't know, we have a day with everybody that we can possibly invite grand, but it's not on the top of my agenda either. It's just literally at this stage, it's just get married. I have a dress there. I thought that, you know, we'd be able to have some sort of a normality wedding with a photographer and go back to wherever, but unfortunately it's just not happening. So we just have going to go down to the registry office and do it.
All right, well, fair play to you, Sharon. And so you've made the decision that you're getting married in December regardless of what restrictions are in place. And as I said, there is no, there will be weddings allowed with six people, and that's all you need to legally get married is yourself, himself, and two witnesses, and that's all you need to legally get married. Well, look, I wish you the very best of luck, Sharon. I know it's not what you might have planned in the first place, but the end result will be that she'll be married.
We're married, and that's it.
What's his name?
You know, Wayne.
All right. Well, the best of luck for December, Sharon. And we might talk to you the day or the day before the actual wedding itself.
Definitely, no problem at all.
Great to talk to you, Sharon. Thanks very much indeed. Now, Katie, you're due to get married this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. Now, I have to say, we're very lucky compared to most couples, as it is our original date. So we haven't had to postpone, you know, this isn't like our third, fourth or fifth time postponing. This has always been our original date. But yeah, we went from 150 to 50. To 25, and then, as I said, the WhatsApp 25 was perfect for us, but when it comes down to 6, if the hotel goes into level 4 or 5, the hotel has to close.
Yeah.
So we can't actually get married. You know what I mean?
And you were you having the ceremony in the hotel?
Yes.
Right. So it's not like you'd pre-booked a registry office or something like
that. Exactly, no. Everything was being done
in the hotel.
And the hotel is in Dublin as well. So,
right.
You know, it's not. We weren't going down the country or anything. We were only going across the road.
So it seems quite likely that later on tonight we will be told we're going to level 4 or level 5. And in both of those levels, weddings are down to 6 people. So that will mean putting it off, will it?
Yeah, well, we have a backup date for the 18th of December, that's a Friday. So that's what, last week, remember when last week there was the threat of level 5 looming on the Monday, I think it was? I rang the hotel straight away and I freaked out and said, look, I feel like we need to have some sort of contingency plan in place. So we went with the 18th of December. But again, I said, oh no, if it's just the two of us, we'll still go ahead, that's fine. And then the hotel said to me, well, no, you won't be, because we'll be closed.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of just, even though we were so determined, no matter what restrictions or no matter what numbers, we were saying, no, all that's important is that we're married and that's it. But now it's not even looking that can happen, you know.
So anyway, just, look, I'll keep my fingers crossed. Let us hope.
Please, God.
Let's hope that, you know, the government announced maybe 4 weeks of restrictions and then maybe start to open things back up again, and that wedding in December can go ahead.
Yes, please.
All
God,
right,
have
Katie.
Your fingers, toes, and eyes crossed for me.
All right, very good. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And let's just finish up this conversation with two WhatsApps. This is Lizzie.
Hi, Adrian. We got married there on June the 10th. We postponed our wedding 4 times. So we just decided to go get married ourselves in the Spiritualist Union in Clondalkin. And next year we will have our own celebration in November. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, and then Alan.
The pain in my face listening to people banging on about not being able to get married. Not that it's not, if it's all about just getting married, they can do that with six or less people. But it's not, it's all for show with 200 people, all the Karens, and showing off what they can do and what they can't do and everything else. That's all it's about. It's not really about the marriage.
I mean, he does have sort of a point. If you want to get married, you can still get married. Unless you'd specifically booked it, like that last caller, in a hotel where the whole ceremony was happening in the hotel. You actually can't do that if the hotel is closed. But still, registry offices and so on, you will be still able to have your ceremony. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for your calls.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.